toothache. "Ow, wow," groaned Percy. "My tooth hurts." And he rubbed his cheek. Percy had been complaining for days about his toothache, but there was nothing Luke could do. Mum said there was no such thing as a teddy bear dentist. But then Luke had an idea. In his school library, there were books with pictures of cures for toothache from the olden days. So Luke borrowed his dad's handkerchief and sat Percy down on a chair. He wrapped Percy's head in the handkerchief and tied a neat knot to hold it in place. "The book said this would make you feel better," Luke explained. Percy gingerly patted the handkerchief. He felt better already, and before long his toothache had totally gone. The drought. The hot summer weather had caused a drought, and poor little Scamp was beginning to doubt if his flowers would have the power to grow, especially when no water would flow from the garden hose he took from the shed. Bewildered, confused, Scamp shook his head. He was about to give up, fearing the worst, when he spotted the hose pipe ready to burst. He lifted his foot and the problem was sorted. Finally, his flowers were happy and watered. Otis Octopus. With a shoe on the end of 6 of his 8 legs, Otis Octopus always got very muddled when he tried to tie his laces. He would often end up tying his shoes together and tripping himself up. It always took so long that he was often late for school. One day his mum announced, "Otis, you need some new shoes." Otis groaned. He didn't like shopping. At the shop, Otis tried on lots of shoes, but none of them were quite right. He wasn't very good at tying the shoes with laces, and sandals and boots just slipped off his feet. Poor Otis. Then his mum spotted some shoes that he hadn't tried. They were different from his usual ones. On these shoes, there was a sticky strip to fasten them up with. "Mum, I can do up these shoes by myself," smiled Otis. His mum was so happy, she bought him 3 pairs. Ants. Since the dinosaurs, ants have been around. In every continent they are found. Some can live to be 30 years old. Their strength and intelligence is something to behold. Some can carry 10 times their weight and make rafts in a flood. Aren't ants just great?
The Ant and the Dove.
Once upon a time, a river ran through a green field. There lived an ant beside the stream. One day the ant went to stream to drink water. While drinking water, suddenly the ant fell into the running water. "Help! Help!" shouted the ant. But no one heard him. A dove was sitting on a tree near the stream and saw the miserable condition of the ant. The dove felt pity. Very quickly the dove broke off a wide leaf and threw nearer to the ant. The little ant climbed onto the leaf. Soon the leaf struck in some reeds and the ant climbed onto the bank. What a lucky escape! After a few days the ant was looking for food beside the stream. He stood still hearing the cooing of a dove. The ant saw that it was the same dove that saved his life. It was very happy to see the dove and wanted to show his gratefulness by waving, but of no use. Then, to his utter horror, he found a hunter carrying a bow and an arrow. The hunter quietly drew his gun and aimed at the dove. Just at that moment, the ant bit very seriously on the hunter's leg. So, the hunter's aim failed and it hit a branch of the tree. The dove flapped her wings and flew off in a hurry. The hunter bent down to look. There was a tiny red mark on his leg. And the ant? It was nowhere to be seen. Silly Sunny. Nigel Pig and Bo Bear spotted Sunny Dog looking at the pond on the edge of the forest. "What are you looking at?" asked Nigel. "My reflection. I'm so handsome. I'm the handsomest animal in the wood," said Sunny vainly. "Oh, really?" said Bo. "There's something on your face." "Where?" said Sunny, peering at the water. "Look closer," said Nigel. Sunny leaned more. "Closer still," said Bo. Sunny leaned even closer. Splash! He slipped into the pond. Nigel and Bo laughed, helping the silly soggy dog onto the bank. Sunny had learned his lesson and was never vain again.
Deep sleep. Mr. Muffle was so tired after spending the warm spring day digging in his garden and sowing all of his favorite flowers that he went straight to bed without even putting on his pajamas. Snuggling into the warm bedclothes, Mr. Muffle fell into a deep sleep. And he dreamt of all the beautiful flowers that would soon grow in his garden. When his cat meowed from under the bed, Mr. Muffle woke up and saw snow drifting past his window. "How long have I been asleep?" he gasped. He jumped out of bed and rubbed his eyes. Then he began to laugh. It was Blossom floating in the wind, not snowflakes. "Thank goodness, I've not slept through the summer after all."
The Stranded Snail. Stuart Snail had been so busy munching on tasty leaves, he'd paid no attention to the rain when it began. He quite liked the rain, and it made all the plants grow even bigger, juicier leaves. But the rain fell and fell. Before he knew it, a puddle had started to form. Soon the puddle became a small pool, growing every moment. Stuart moved as quickly as he could, which isn't very fast when you're a snail, to find safety on a nearby stone. "Lovely weather we're having," said a friendly duckling swimming by. "For ducks, perhaps. But could you swim me to dry land, please?" said Stuart. And the lovely duckling did just that. The Moon. Moon tried very hard to stay awake each night and watch over the slumbering world below, but it's not easy to do when everyone else is sound asleep. If Moon dozed off in the night and was still in the sky in the morning, his friend Sun teased him, "Wake up, sleepyhead." Then one night, just as Moon was nodding off to sleep, the miller from Bramble Village popped his head out of the window in his windmill and called up, "Don't worry, Moon. The creaky sails on my windmill will keep you awake." Moon was grateful, and now he's usually awake and tucked up in bed before Sun arrives in the morning, though sometimes you might catch them both in the sky together, as Moon does still doze off every now and then. Flossie and the Cherry Tree. Flossie sat at the top of the cherry tree and munched happily on the sweet, juicy cherries. She ate and ate until she heard the school bell ring for the end of lunchtime. But as she watched her classmates going in for their lessons, Flossie started to worry. She had climbed so high that she didn't know how to get back down again. Mr. Crow saw that Flossie was stuck, so he flew over to see if he could help. "I wish I hadn't eaten all those cherries," sighed Flossie. "Now I'm stuck up here. How will anyone find me?" "Don't worry, Flossie," said Mr. Crow. "When your teacher sees the pile of cherry stones you've dropped on the grass, she'll know just where you are." The Surprise Cake. Marmalade Cat was going to bake a cake for his friend Orlando Mouse as a surprise. He had been to the shops to buy all the ingredients he needed. As he walked home, Marmalade became quite puzzled because the bag of shopping seemed to get lighter and lighter. When he got home, he put on his apron and began to empty the bag. But as he reached into it, there was Orlando inside the bag. "I'm sorry, Marmalade," he said. "I fell asleep in your shopping bag this morning, and when I woke up, I was so hungry that I ate everything in it." "Well, I think you gave me a bigger surprise than I was going to give you." Painting Clouds. There had been no rain in Pine Tree Wood for weeks, and all the flowers were thirsty. So Roy Rabbit called on Professor Nutcracker to ask for his help. "Let's take a trip in my balloon," he said, "and paint some rain clouds in the sky." So they painted some of the fluffy white clouds gray, just like rain clouds. But Professor Nutcracker's idea didn't quite go to plan, for when it rained, Pine Tree Wood became covered in gray paint. Luckily, a new shower of real rain soon arrived and washed the wood clean again. The Frivolous Prince. There once was a prince who took a delight in using new banknotes to make a large kite. His father was king and as rich as could be, but the prince thought money just grew on a tree. He fed the geese with coins of pure gold, not thinking to save for when he grew old. "Be careful, my son," the king warned him one day. "How, in old age, for your food will you pay?" "Oh, don't worry, father," the prince simply grinned. "When the geese lay gold eggs, their nests will be brimmed." But the silly young prince, he just didn't think. By eating gold coins, those poor geese would sink. The prince felt so foolish when he saw his mistake, and from then on, his father's advice he did take. His kites are now made from paper so plain, and the geese he now feeds only on grain.
The Proud Rose. Once upon a time in a faraway desert, there was a really pretty rose. The rose thought she was the most beautiful flower around, but there was one thing that bothered her. She had to grow next to a cactus. Every day the rose would be mean to the cactus, making fun of how it looked. But the cactus never said anything back. The other plants nearby tried to make the rose understand, but she was too focused on her own appearance. Then one summer it got really hot and there was no water left in the desert. The poor rose started to get droopy. Her beautiful petals dried up and lost their bright color.
One day the rose saw a little bird drink water from the cactus. Feeling embarrassed, she asked the cactus if she could have some water too. The kind cactus agreed and helped both of them through the tough summer. Rose understood that he should not judge anyone by his appearance.
Montague Mouse.
When nighttime comes and darkness falls, Montague Mouse eats some cheese, drinks a cup of rainwater, and then, leaving his burrow, he scampers through the grass and climbs to his favorite spot on the top of a nearby tussock. Here there is a comfortable toadstool where Montague sits for hours and gazes at the stars and the moon. He loves to watch shooting stars whiz across the night sky. Once, a shooting star passed just over his head, and the next morning, Montague felt sure his whiskers and tail were glowing with starlight. Moonwalking. Grace wanted to be an astronaut when she grew up, so she was delighted when she was given a spacesuit costume for her birthday. She quickly put it on and ran around the house pretending she was in a rocket on a mission to the moon. She zoomed out of the back door and into the garden. When Mum and Dad went to look for her, they found Grace still in her spacesuit, bouncing on her trampoline. "I'm practicing for my moon walk," she grinned. The Sandcastle. Polly loved to build sandcastles on the beach, but she was always sad when the tide came in and the waves washed her sandcastles away at the end of the day. "Tomorrow I'm going to build a sandcastle that the sea can't wash away," Polly told Mum at dinner time. The next morning she set to work, and in no time at all she had built the biggest sandcastle that anyone had ever seen. It was so big that Polly had to stand on her bucket to reach the top and finish making the turrets. At the end of the day, with an ice cream each, Mum, Dad and Polly sat and watched as the tide came in and all the other sandcastles disappeared. Eventually a big wave broke over Polly's sandcastle and it melted like ice cream into the sea. "I suppose the sea is stronger than even the biggest sandcastle in the world," sighed Polly. That night she went to sleep with a big smile on her face, knowing that at least her sandcastle was the last one standing. A House for a Mouse. Last week, a man dropped his door key down a drain. "I'll help you," squeaked a mouse. And she scurried down the drain and retrieved the key. "How can I ever repay you?" asked the man gratefully. "I need a home," squeaked the mouse. "Then you must come and live in my house," the man said. He took her inside, but his wife screamed. He took the mouse to the kennel, but his dog barked. "What should I do? I promised to give you a home." He frowned and racked his brains for an idea. "Give me your top hat," squeaked the mouse. "That will make a top house for a little mouse." And so it did. An apple a day. Every day, Tom's mum gave him a juicy apple to eat when he went out to play, saying, "An apple a day keeps the doctor away." But Tom didn't like apples and he hadn't eaten a single one of them. Instead, he'd hidden them all on top of his wardrobe so that his mum wouldn't find out. Then one day, as he was looking in the wardrobe for his football boots, the whole pile of apples came tumbling down right on top of him. Tom's mum couldn't believe her eyes. She called the doctor to tend to Tom's bruised head. And after that, Tom always ate his apple a day to keep the doctor away. Yim to the rescue. It was the hottest summer ever and M. Elephant was thirsty. She found a well, but her trunk only just reached down to the water. She was about to take a sip when she heard a cry. Fifi Fish was lying in the dirt, her pool had dried up. "I'll put you in the well," Em said. But Fifi was too slippery to pick up. Em ran off. Fifi thought she had left her, but then Em returned her trunk full of water. She squirted it onto Fifi. Soon the pool was full again. "Thank you. You saved me," Fifi said, splashing happily.
Blue's first winter. The day came when all the summer birds were to fly south for the winter. But poor Blue had been dreaming about chasing dragonflies, and she overslept. When she woke up at last, she saw that her friends had already flown away without her. "Oh, dear," she shivered. "Whatever will I do now?" Robbie heard Blue crying and swooped down to see if he could help. "Don't worry, Blue," he chirped. "I've got just the thing for you," and gave Blue a soft woolly hat. "This will keep you nice and warm," he said. Blue put it on, and she felt warmer straight away. "Thank you," she said to Robbie. That winter, Blue saw frost and snow for the first time, and she and Robbie became the best of friends. When the other birds returned in the spring, Blue had lots of exciting stories to tell them.
A rainy day. Dad had promised to take Greg out to ride his bike that afternoon, but it was raining, so Mum said they couldn't go. Greg gazed sadly out of the window. "Why don't you paint a picture while we wait for the rain to stop?" said Dad, laying out the paints on the kitchen table. First, Greg painted an enormous green dinosaur. Next, a pirate ship. Then a space rocket. Soon the kitchen was full of Greg's paintings, all hanging up to dry. "This is just what we need," said Dad as he hung up a picture of a big shining sun. "If only it really was sunny," sighed Greg. Dad laughed and pointed to the window. The sun had come out and the puddles had dried up. Greg had been so busy painting he hadn't noticed. So they hurried to the park and soon Greg was zooming about on his bike in the sunshine. Felicity's frilly frock. Felicity feared a freaky phantom had taken her doll's frilly frock as it flipped and flapped around the flowers in the garden. She phoned her friend who told her to take a photograph, but the photos were fuzzy because the frock kept flapping about. When Felicity saw the frock fly over the pond and flit from pebble to rock, she felt foolish when she finally saw a friendly frog had slipped inside and was doing fabulous flips in the doll-sized frock. Not a phantom after all. Phew! Making friends. Algernon the Great was a marvelous, magnificent, magical wizard. He lived in a cottage in a forest far, far away, and spent his days mixing healing potions for people from all across the land who sent letters asking for his help. Algernon was always very busy, but he was also very lonely living by himself in the forest. Then one day, he found his favorite old teddy bear, and he had an idea. He whispered some magic words and sparkles flew from his wand. Zap! The teddy blinked and came to life. "Hello, Algernon, how do you do?" said Ted. Algernon hooped with joy. From that day on, Ted and Algernon became the best of friends. Ted helps Algernon to make the potions in the day, and in the evenings they play games and drink hot chocolate before bed. And Algernon is as happy as can be with his friend. Mrs. Scoop. Mrs. Scoop is famous all over the town. For her magical ice cream, she is renowned. You'll hear her sweet songs as she drives along, waving as she goes past. But how are they magic? Everyone asks. Well, the taste of Mrs. Scoop's ice cream just lasts and lasts. Monkey and the Dolphin. Once upon a time, a captain and his crew wanted to have a journey in the sea. The captain also had a pet, which was a monkey. The monkey was a boastful and proud pet. During the journey, a storm destroyed their ship. Everyone fell into the cold water. The monkey also fell, and he didn't know to swim. When he was about to drown, a dolphin appeared and saved his life. Then he carried the monkey to the nearest land, which was an island. He asked the monkey whether he knew that island or not. The monkey said, "Yes, I know. Even the king of this island is my friend. I am the prince of this island." But the dolphin knew that no one was living on the island. He said, "Then you will be king of the island." The monkey, surprised, and asked, "How will I be the king of the island?" The dolphin replied, "No one lives on this island. So, you are the only living one on this island." And he swam away. Flying lessons. The chicks were excited. Today, Hen was going to teach them to fly. Flap, 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 went their tiny wings. But no matter how hard they tried, jump flap, jump flap, jump flap, they just couldn't get off the ground. They tried jumping off Hen's back. Flap, 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 went their tiny wings. Plop, they went, flopping straight to the ground. Hen wasn't big enough. She spotted Sheep. "Could you help with our flying lessons, please?" she asked. "Sure, but I can't fly," Sheep laughed. One by one, the chicks jumped off Sheep's back. Flap, 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 went their tiny wings. And up, 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 they went.
Captain Raccoon. Captain Raccoon was a famous explorer who would chart new lands in his magnificent sailing ship. With his blue three-cornered hat and captain's coat, he looked very smart as he sailed the seven seas, collecting new and delicious foods from the places he found. Well, if truth be told, Captain Raccoon had quite a small wooden boat. And really, he had never been further than the lake in the park. His captain's coat was borrowed from his grandpa, his three-cornered hat was made from cardboard, and the delicious food was a picnic from his grandma. But that didn't stop him imagining the most exciting adventures. Cloud Control. Denver Dog is in charge of cloud control. Every day, he patrols the skies in his little airplane, making sure that the clouds are soft and fluffy. If there are too many clouds in the sky, Denver toots on his horn, toot, toot, to tell them to make room for some blue sky. Denver tries to make sure that there aren't too many cloudy days, but he can't be everywhere at once, so if you can see lots of clouds, you can be sure that Denver is busy making a blue sky somewhere else. Greedy Gertie. Gertie was the greediest cow in the field. The other cows in the herd would often stop their munching and lie down in the grass to enjoy the sun, but not Gertie.
She would munch, munch, and munch all day long. One day, after it had rained all week, the field became very, very muddy. Most of the grass had been either eaten or trodden into the mud, so the cows stayed by the fence and waited for the farmer to bring them food. But Gertie got fed up of waiting. She could see a lovely patch of grass at the far end of the field, and she just had to eat it. So she bent down and rolled and made his way through the ground to reach the grass. Her hooves sank into the thick mud, but Gertie still carried on. Then she turned to go back to join the other cows and wait for the farmer to bring their dinner. But she couldn't move. Gertie had eaten so much she was beginning to sink into the mud. "Oh, Moo Moo," she called for help. Luckily, Andy and Jake, two boys from the village, were walking past the field. They saw Gertie stuck in the mud and ran to get help. The farmer came and tied a rope around Gertie's belly and pulled her out of the mud with his tractor. Poor Gertie! She felt so embarrassed. At last she was pulled free from the mud. Andy and Jake went over and stroked her nose. "Thank you," Gertie mooed. Now, when the boys pass by the field, they stop and say hello to her. Gertie always comes over to greet them, even if she's busy grazing. And she's always careful to avoid eating too much now. Greedy Gertie has learned her lesson. Leon the Potter. Miss Mouse was the best potter in town. She made the biggest bowls, the fanciest vases, and the prettiest pots. Leon was the clumsiest bear in town. He was always breaking things. "Whoa!" he cried, tripping over his own feet. "Whoops!" he said, dropping a pot. Smash! Went the pot all over the floor. Leon broke so many pots, Miss Mouse couldn't make enough pots. "I'll teach you to make pots yourself," she said. And Leon was surprisingly good. So now, whenever he breaks a pot, he can just make a new one.